Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
To another edition of iMac with your host McCorley Matthew, that's me, and my co-host Willie Boy Will Mo. What's up?
Hey, what's up, McCorley? How's everybody doing out there?
Yeah, man, it's been raining the past couple of days. This Hurricane Andrea is hit the Northeast, and
that's
yesterday it was raining like balls. Huh? No, it was not a. It was not like a fine girl. No, it was not.
Like an angry fine girl.
Well, it had a girl's name for the storm, but it was raining like balls yesterday. So, fucking pouring yesterday, man. But it stopped raining today. It's a little warmer now, but weather has been schizophrenic these past couple of years. But, you know, as usual, we're going to talk about a little news, entertainment, and whatever. And, you know, if you got an opinion or if you want to give your feedback, you can call in. Phone number is 646-721-9904. And, Will, you know, the big news this past week was Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
She attempted suicide and how she attempted to cut her wrist. Or did she actually do it, right? With a meat cleaver?
Apparently she did.
Man, and she took some Motrin, you know, a pain reliever, you know, I guess to, you know, get her through the pain while she was cutting her her hand or wrist. And she did call 911, you know, or she called the suicide hotline, one of the two, and they ended up going over there. Yeah, well, I guess she just did this for attention, basically, you know. Her call for help, you know. She's been going through a lot of stuff, you know. Remember there was that story that her grandma or Michael Jackson's mom, Catherine Jackson, went missing for a few days. That report was like sometime last year.
Oh, right. Yes, I remember that. Of course, the loss of her father, Michael Jackson, a few years
ago. Loss of her father, of course. Yeah, she's been going through a lot. I mean, she's not a normal 15-year-old, so, you know.
And kids, you know, teasing her at school.
Yeah, I heard about that. And supposedly she did this because, she wasn't allowed to go to a Marilyn Manson concert.
Yeah, I heard that.
I mean, first of all, why would you throw a tantrum over Marilyn Manson? I mean, this is not 1995, is it? This is 2013. I mean, who still goes to Marilyn Manson concert, by the way?
No.
I mean, come on. I don't, and I never will, probably.
People like, you know, that type of stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, and, you know, she's a big fan of him, and he did reach out to her. He did say, you know, he hopes she's okay and that she's invited to his concert anytime. And, you know, she is fine now. You know, she's doing well in the hospital. They said LaToya and the rest of the family, they went to visit her. So I'm glad that she's okay. And, you know, I hope that she could, you know, whatever is bothering her, she can get assistance with it, you know, because you hear a lot of these stories about kids, you know, attempting suicide nowadays. It's like common, you know,
yeah.
It's like every day.
Fortunately, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Didn't they say he posted a video with him with a meat cleaver or something like that, too?
I heard or read somewhere that he, at one of his concert, he did dedicate one of his songs to Paris Jackson, and then he took a knife to his arm and stimulated a wrist lashing. I don't know why the hell would he do that. Just trying to bring attention to himself like Marilyn Manson always does. Yeah, I used to be scared of that guy back in the day, Marilyn Manson. He was real scary. He was like, he has that clownish, that evil clownish killer look to him. I always thought this dude was creepy, man. He looks like something out of a horror movie.
I think that's what he wanted to do. I think that was his mission, basically.
Yeah, but you know, I hope Paris Jackson, you know, like I said, she gets, you know, help, and I hope, you know, she's able to go back to school and get on with her life, and I hope, you know, family's there for her, you know. But, you know, like I said, she's been through a lot, and I heard that, what's his face, Dr. Conrad Murray?
Yeah, Conrad Murray, right.
He keeps in touch with her, and she's actually talked to him and helped him, you know, helped him with his troubles in prison right now.
Really? Wow.
And she actually, he left a message for her.
Yeah.
To tell her, you know, I didn't even know about that.
I didn't know about that either. All I knew is he contacted her recently from jail and basically quoted, You're not Alone, which is, you know, one of Michael Jackson's songs.
That's creepy, man.
Yeah. Saying that he's going to be there for her.
I mean, who would have thought, man?
I didn't know she was still keeping contact with him. You just gave me breaking news right there. I didn't know about that.
Dr. Conrad Murray, the guy who killed, who's gonna be? He was already convicted, right? Manslaughter. He's already been sentenced for manslaughter for.
Bars.
Yeah, for killing Patricia Jackson's father, and he's talking to her, and she's keeping a friendship with him. I mean, shaman. I mean, come on.
Oh my God.
this is ridiculous, man.
Oh man, that's messed up. That is messed up.
Well, I don't understand it, but there's a lot of things about the Jackson family that I don't understand, so.
I don't think there's some stuff we'll never understand because, we're not in that family, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, like I said, I hope Paris is doing okay, and I hope,
Yeah, I hope so, too.
He can put anything that's bothering her right now behind her, so.
Yeah.
In other news, did you hear about this, Michael Douglas? He said that his throat cancer was caused by cunnilingus.
Yeah, I heard about that.
AKA performing oral sex on a female, which is my favorite pastime. So he told, in an interview with Guardian UK, he told the paper that, his particular form of throat cancer that he got back in 2010, it was from the HPV virus. And the HPV, it's a sexual transmitted disease that you can get from sexual contact, and supposedly he got it from oral sex. Now, the question is, did he get it from his current wife? What's her name?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Zeta-Jones, or did he get it from his ex?
Well, from what I've been hearing, it doesn't sound like he got it from Catherine.
Well, it looks the ex says she didn't have anything, so it looks like it's not even her. So I'm wondering if he got it from Catherine, or if he cheated on her, or had an affair or something. Because that's very strange, right?
It does seem like that.
Oh, she's crazy, man.
Apparently, he didn't get it from her, so.
Yeah. Where did he get it from?
I don't know.
Shit. And you people out there, you oral sex enthusiasts out there, you got to watch out, man. Got to be careful. HPV, man, supposedly you can get that from oral sex now. I didn't even know that. Shit. Well, I'm an oral sex fan, so. If I get HPV, then shit, I get it. I was gonna say something dirty, but I won't go there.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, there could be. There could be moms listening to it.
Who knows? I might have throat cancer right now. Who knows?
Oh man.
But
I forbid that.
And then another story, did you see the Billboard Awards last month?
Nah, I didn't. What happened there? Oh, is that when people got booed?
Not only that, but there's a singer, Miguel.
Oh yeah, when he did the Rey Mysterio's right. I might have seen some of it. I'm not sure.
So this singer Miguel, he decided to jump from the stage over a crowd onto a platform, but the thing is, he missed the platform and ended up drop kicking a woman and clotheslining another woman. And the woman that he drop kicked in the audience, now she's supposedly suffering from some kind of brain damage, and he might get sued for that. So, a major lawsuit might be coming, for him attempting that stunt. And word is that the producers before the show told him not to do it, but he went ahead and did it anyway. And, after the show, there were pictures of him with the fan, looking all good, and, she seemed all right, and they took pictures together. But now it's a different story. Now it looks like, you know, she's suffering from brain damage and she's hired a lawyer and she might sue now. So, I don't, you know, I never heard of this guy Miguel before the Billboard Awards, but, you know, this might be the end of his career, you know?
I don't know. I've heard of the name, but I don't know him like that. I couldn't tell you one song.
I don't know any of his songs either. Shit. But I do remember that Dropkick.
Oh, man.
That's one of his best hits.
What you said?
That's one of his best hits, man. The Dropkick. So, I mean, I don't know much of his music. I don't know what songs he has out or anything, but, I mean, that's the only thing I know that he's famous for, so. But if the girl decides to sue, I mean, this might be the end of his career, for all we know.
I don't know. Or he could get himself a better lawyer, and maybe she'll owe him.
True.
You know, he's suing her because her face damaged his, you know, his leg. Or something. So, who knows? I mean, who knows?
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. So I'm moving on. There was this. I saw this video the other day. You probably heard about it too. This sexy news anchor, Nicole Brewer.
No, I didn't hear about this.
It's this Philly anchor. She's a very hot girl. I think she used to be like a beauty pageant contestant, and now she's a news anchor, and she's in Philadelphia. And the past couple weeks or so, she's been getting into she has some kind of like rivalry with the meteorologist. Meteorologist's name is Carol Erickson, and she's like a older woman. You know, she's not as attractive as Nicole Brewer, but Nicole Brewer has been acting like a bitch to her.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to play a clip so you can see what I'm talking about.
Wow.
It's like a compilation of different segments, and you could totally hear Nicole being a bitch towards the weather lady.
A month ago, we saw a near hostile exchange between Carol and the spicy Nicole on Philadelphia's Morning News. Here's the clip again if you need a reminder.
After that, we like that with a couple of shower chances by the time we get to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And thanks for the hard-to-get applause, Nicole and Kevin. Yes.
How's that, Carol? Is that good enough for you?
Okay. I'll try a little harder next time. Thanks so much. Meanwhile, a high-speed chase.
Apparently, that wasn't even the only exchange between the dynamic duo. Here are a couple more clips between the former Miss Pennsylvania and her arch-nemesis.
Ozzy is a father of 12. He has 9 grandchildren and 2 great grandchildren. Wow. Good for Ozzy. Now, it may be his birthday, but Carol, when it comes to the weather, we want no monkey business, okay? All good things.
It's 49 degrees in Philadelphia, Nicole. We have a temperature of 30.
I tried. You can't even give me that, can you?
38 degrees up through the Allentown area at this point. 44 in damp weather. Not anything nearly as great as it will be this weekend, Nicole.
Well, Carol, I would say that forecast is bananas, but I know that's going to be completely wasted on you. So I won't. Taking it back right now. All right. Changing gears. It's going to be Carol. I understand you have some good news and possibly a halo behind you.
Possibly a halo. Nicole,
it's always a halo. It always comes into question when it's you and a halo.
I know, isn't it odd that I'm the one always carrying this halo around? Well, we have a beautiful start to the day, Nicole.
Our time now, 6:30. Let's give you a check on weather with meteorologist Carol Erickson in the Weather Center.
Nicole, morning, Carol. It's just perfect out there.
Breathtaking.
It's wonderful. We've
lovely
got,
like you, Carol.
Yes, exactly.
Is how I would describe it.
Me too.
Yes, I knew you would.
Nicole.
I can see you pulling that whole, don't you know who I am? Come on.
You said you could or you couldn't.
I could see you doing it.
Oh, you
yeah,
then you don't know me at all. You don't know who I am. Oh,
don't
sorry.
You
there
know? See?
That was an interesting little exchange. I'm sure she regrets, along with that last glass of whatever.
Carol, great story, right?
Nicole, do you notice?
I don't see anything.
You didn't
No. Call any attention to it.
I didn't call attention to it because I know
you don't see it. It's my halo. Nicole.
It's been manufactured. Yeah, let's just put it that way.
It's awful when you have to call attention to your own halo.
It's the only way you're going to get it.
Right. Somehow or other.
Wow.
Every time I watch these news clips, I wonder why my local news can't be nearly as funny.
Yeah, I agree. Talk about unprofessionalism, man.
Wow.
Like, going at it on air. I mean, come on.
Wow. Must be very interesting news in Philadelphia.
Yeah, man. Shit, I got to move to Philadelphia. Shit. That's some interesting. Wouldn't you pay to see that?
I wish I could see the video. I guess I'd have to see online or move to Philadelphia.
Yeah, you could go to YouTube, type in Nicole Brewer or Nicole Brewer Carol Erickson exchange, and you'll see a few videos online of, you know, that exchange between them. There's a compilation of videos on there, but you clearly hear that Nicole Brewer doesn't like Carol Erickson, and it's likewise for Carol Erickson also, you know, so they both don't like each other. But, I mean, Nicole Brewer comes off as a bitch in that video. I mean, she just, like, not even letting her do the weather. Just making some snide remarks and being sarcastic, you know. But I got to admit, she is fine, though. She's very, very pretty. You know, I'll give her oral sex.
Perfect segue from the first topic.
I got throat cancer. Shit. I mean, she's very, very pretty, but she's a bitch. You know, she is a little, she has an attitude about her, you know. You can say that about, like, most pretty girls. Like, a lot of them do have attitudes for some reason. I don't know why, but. You could go to YouTube, you know, type in Nicole Brewer or Carol Erickson, and you'll find the videos. So,
wow.
Very unprofessional, man. That kind of reminds me of the time when we were at Brooklyn College, and Whitney and what's her name were going at it. You said that Whitney and what's her face? I forgot the other girl's name, you know, but they were going at it, you know.
Yes, it happened, but this is, like, real.
Whitney's rival. That's what we called her.
Yeah, but this is real news. This is, like, you know, Philadelphia. I mean,
technically, that was a news class. And what's her name? Her name is Amtasil Abulaisin. Was Whitney's rival's name?
I think so.
Yeah, and now she's on, she's like a reporter for, what's the channel? I see it every morning, Brooklyn 12 or something on Cablevision. You know, she's a reporter now. Of course, she used to be in Will's class, and I saw her a few times.
She was in my class. She was in...
she was in your class?
I don't think... Which one?
I thought she was in one of your TV radio... Oh, you probably... Well, I thought she was in one of your TV radio classes. No?
No, she was in somebody else's class. I think I popped up that day or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But this one, I mean, this is professional. Yeah. I mean, AJ Clemente, I mean, he lost his job.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, he made an honest mistake. I mean, sure, he shouldn't have cursed.
Right.
But this one, I mean, this is flat out, you
unprofessional,
know.
Unprofessional, man.
Unprofessional for, you know.
The women are crazy.
In Philadelphia, you know, live TV, and they're, you know, they can't keep their... Whatchamacallit. You know, they can't keep their attention, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. And by the way, I'm looking at M Tissel's Twitter. She's become a hot woman. I mean, the one thing that always bothered us about her was her eyebrows, but she's become hot. Got the hair all back. I've seen her a few times, like, you don't have cable vision, Will, so you can watch her in the morning, you know, so.
Nah, I don't have.
You know, she's on, you know, that Brooklyn 12 channel every morning, so check her out. I wonder if she's single. I'd definitely hit that. But anyway, yeah, sorry, Will, what were you saying?
Nah, I lost my, all I was making was, like, you know, those two newscast ladies, you know, they should keep it in check.
Definitely. I mean, you got to be a professional. You can't carry any hatred that you have for someone else into the work environment, you know?
Especially on air.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but, you know, there was a picture of them online that Nicole posted of them together. So I don't know if this is something that happens sometimes or occasionally, but it's definitely a weird relationship that they have there. Or some sexual tension or something, you know. But finally, I want to talk about the NBA Finals. Spurs won Game 1 between the Miami Heat and the Spurs this past Thursday. Well, who do you think is going to win the NBA Finals, Will?
I think it's going to be Spurs, but it's going to be in 7, even though, Spurs jumped out to that, that 1-0 lead. They're going to play tomorrow. But I think Spurs is going to win. But the Heat has history on their side. The two times they won a championship, they lost Game 1 both times. So
I think Heat's going to win it. I'm still sticking with the Heat. That was my pick before the finals began. I think they'll win it in 6. I'm going to stick with that, you know. But right now it's not looking good with the Heat. I mean, they had the game. They were up by, 7 or 8 points, but then they lost the lead, and Tony Parker made that lucky shot at the end, but he got a rebound from this if they want to win a two-peat, you know. So we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a long series, so I'm still sticking with the Heat. Although I don't like any one of the teams. I don't like Heat. I don't like Spurs, so, you know.
Yeah, me either.
I could care less about the finals.
The only good thing about the Heat making the finals is that Pacers got eliminated.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about it.
And did you see?
What were you going to say?
There about the Pacers, did you see Steven Lance Stevenson the same night he went out to a strip club and partied?
Oh, I think I saw that on TMZ.
Yeah, man. Uh-oh. Even like, he didn't even like give himself a little break. Like, he didn't even, like, there were remorse over the loss, you know? Guy just went straight to the strip club. And threw out his ones. Because we know he doesn't make any LeBron money. Let's be real.
Especially
in Indiana. Like, well, this was in Miami, so, you know. He went to Miami strip club. Well, Indiana doesn't have any strip clubs. Come on.
As I know. Well,
if they like, do, they got a bunch of, like, trailer park girls. But, you know, let's not go there because we don't want to hurt any Indiana or trailer park people.
Except if they're Pacer fans. Nah, I kid. Still a little bitter about the loss to the Pacers.
Yeah.
What can you
next
do?
Year, man. The next year, we're going to take it. Watch.
I hope so. Better get the act together.
We fucking better. We fucking better, man.
That should be the slogan for next year's team.
We fucking...
Knicks 2013. Oh man,
I like it.
And they better win it too. You can have that'd be like the 1980s Mets. The Magic is back and they didn't even do anything that year.
You gotta believe.
Except they did have the. Well, I mean, they went to the finals, the NBA, the ML, so the World Series that year.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I mean, you got to at least go to the finals if you come out with a tough slogan.
Man, we'll see. But Will, you know what time it is?
Oh yeah.
Show's coming to an end.
The time we hate the most.
Yeah, unfortunately, we gotta go. Will, you got any plugs?
Oh yeah, check out my show, Sports and Legend. 6 p.m. Sundays, and of course, check out this show. I'm not
great. Yep. to you next week.